Top 10 golfers never to win a major currently. Ian Poulter, PGA Tour wins soon. 12th world-ranked player, 40 major appearances, and his best finish second at the 08 British Open, or as they call it, the Open
the
Championship.
Open now, yes. Yeah. They took off the British.
Well, they do over there because it's very, very pretentious, but that's fine. That's the way. Top 10 finishes 6. I love Ian Poulter. I used to kind of dislike him because he's very cocky and he's not American. If you're super cocky and American, I'm cool with it.
He dresses well.
He's a great dresser. But if you're super cocky and you're from a foreign country, I typically root against you.
Really?
He is the best tweeter on the PGA Tour, bar none.
I follow him.
You need to. He's the best. He's the best by far.
Thank you.
He's one of the most active tweeters of all athletes
in
the world. I love Ian Poulter, and I think he will someday win a major. It may be this week at Augusta.
Could be.
Will they freak out if he wears pink on Sunday and wins?
I hope so.
Justin Rose from England, number 9 on this list. This is a guy I remember, and I think it was at the British when he was 18 years old. I remember seeing this guy play. He's 32 now. He's ranked 3rd in the world, 4 PGA wins, 35 major appearances. His best finished a tie for 3rd at the PGA Championship last year.
Mm-hmm. He's currently tied for 3rd today right now at 2-under through 8. So
he's a guy that a lot of people were looking at as potentially being in the mix this week as well. And like Ken Duke said, hey, if you're in the tournament, you got a shot.
Exactly.
If you're out of the tournament, your shot's not that good.
Technically speaking, that's true.
It's right around none.
Yeah, just about.
It's like, there was that ESPN promo, they said something about some random college being in this. Oh, it was the commercial with Barkley and...
And
Baldwin.
Yes, yeah, the City commercial.
Yeah, and
yes.
He's like, he goes, they're not even in the tournament.
They're big underdog.
I told you they are a big underdog. Luke Donald of England, 35 years old, ranked 4th in the world, 5 PGA Tour wins, 38 major appearances. His best finish, a tie for 3rd at the Masters in 05 and 06 PGA Championship.
He is currently tied for 12th at even through 2.
Lee Westwood of England, great pot belly. Looks like it's down a little bit this year.
He's also even right now.
Through how many?
Lee Westwood is even through 9. He's tied for 12.
He's a guy that has put himself in position many times. 7 top 10s in 38 major appearances. Won the 3rd in the Masters, and he finished 3rd in the 06 PGA.
Okay.
No, wait. Sorry. 2nd in the Masters and 2nd in the British in 2010. He has 14 top 10 finishes and 59 major appearances. I was looking at Donald's numbers again. He has 2 PGA wins. He's ranked 13th in the world. I like Lee Westwood a lot. He's put himself in position many, many, many times over. So the question becomes, will he ever get there? I don't know. Let me hit one more, and then we will move into the top 5 after the break. 6th best player according to Athlon Sports, never to win a major, Steve Stricker. A guy whose heart rate never gets above 60, it seems. He is a very cool customer.
He is calm and collected.
He looked a little upset at the last Ryder Cup. Other than that, he's been pretty solid. 10 top 10 finishes in majors. 57 major appearances. His best finish 2nd in the 98 PGA Championship. It'd be hard to pick him right now. It's been a long time since he had a great finish.
He tees off at 12-13.
Okay, well, we'll take a look at the top 5 coming up after the break. It is 10:46. Justin Anchory joined by Chris Sugarcane. All right, let's finish this top 10 list.
Okay.
The top 10 golfers never to win a major championship. And we had a few there that were, on the list, and certainly appropriately so. The last one we had was, let me run through these quick. Poulter, Rose, Donald, Westwood, all British golfers. Then Stricker at 6. Now we move into a few other Americans. Matt Kuchar. He is 34. He has 4 top 10 finishes in 29 major appearances. His best finish, a tie for 3rd at last year's Masters. He may be a guy off the board a little bit that you would keep an eye on.
Looking for him right now, he might have not teed off yet.
I'm assuming he's playing.
I'm assuming he's playing as well.
If you finish that high, I think you get an automatic invite, right?
He actually tees off last today at 152.
Is it top 5 to get an invite back? Does anybody know? Anyone? Anyone?
Bueller.
It's top 5 or 10 to get an invite back the next year.
Okay.
At the Masters? No one knows. It's a mystery. It's a mystery wrapped in an enigma. Brant Snedeker of the United States ranked number 4 on this list of the top 10 golfers never to win a major championship. Top 10s, he has 4 in 21 major appearances. His best, a tie for 3rd at the 2012 British Open.
He is just outside the top 10 right now, tied for 13th, even through 8.
Dustin Johnson ranked 3rd on this list. He's 28 years old. He's ranked 19th in the world. He has 7 PGA wins, but he only has Well, actually, that's pretty good. Five top 10 finishes in 16 major appearances. Tied for second at the 11 British, but he's had other chances to win majors. He's been in the mix late. So I love Dustin Johnson. He's got a great career ahead of him. He hits at 10,000 miles. And he's also a good basketball player.
How much will that help today? He tees off at 108, but how much will that help today, especially with guys like Ken Duke saying, you know, your short game is really going to be the benefit this year? That's just...
He did say that. He didn't have a reason for it. No justification.
He just said, I think. I'm going to take a pro's word over mine.
But I did like the fact that he said he was aggressive on the par fives. Even Ken, who's not an especially long hitter by PGA standards, he said he attacked the par fives on the back because, again, an eagle is so meaningful. Well, when you're a guy like Dustin Johnson, you can hit iron in on some of those par fives. You know, it's pretty. It's a pretty good opportunity to do something special. Sergio Garcia, one of the most frustrating and talented golfers in PGA history.
Oh, he is.
His best finish, second at majors, in the 07 British, in the 99 PGA, in the 08 PGA.
The list goes on.
17 top 10 finishes in 57 major appearances for Sergio Garcia. He has 8 PGA Tour wins. He's ranked 16th in the world. He's still only 33 years old.
He just can't get it done, though.
He has 10 years left of highly competitive, I think.
Okay.
Because Steve Stricker's 42, right? So certainly you could say he could play until he's 42 or 43, right?
Yeah. Reasonably speaking, as long as he stays on track. Right now, he hasn't teed off. Tees off at one.
And number one on the list is Adam Scott, the Australian, 32 years old, 7th in the world, 8 PGA Tour wins, 47 majors. His best finish, number two, at the 2012 British. He finished second at the 2011 Masters.
That.
And he has 8 top 10 finishes overall in 47 major appearances.
Youngest player to win the Players' Championship. That's kind of where he emerged as a serious competitor, and he's played competitive golf. Is Stevie still in the bag for him?
Yes, I believe so.
Okay.
Chris, what do players do?
They play.
That's right, Chris. What do haters do?
They hate.
That's right. That's the end of the list there, Big Baby. You can shut that down. let me give a shout-out to Ben and Conway on the Keith Lee Service Company Live Fan Feedback. He says, Justin, your show is a two-bit joke. You need a co-host to give some contrast to your Napoleonic comments. You're a very little man with a terrible show. Bring Pat Bradley back. At least he was entertaining sometimes. I doubt you'll read on the air. Go back to Iowa. Thank you, Ben, for your thoughts. You know what? It's people like you that get me out of bed every single morning of the day. I appreciate you. My number one job coming in every morning is to try to please people like you. That's what I work for. Well, that and the opportunity to talk to Tiger Bait. Hey, man.
Justin A. Gray. Hey, give me I'm down in Louisiana. What's the leaderboard looking like?
Is that the Cajun pronunciation? I love that.
Yeah, well, we have a famous Justin, and his name is Justin Wilson. He's from Mackinac, but he talks like this, yeah.
I do love Justin Cajun. Wilson. All right, we're up
against,
he is awesome. We're up against the top of the hour here, Tiger Bait. But David Lynn, the British golfer, is 4-under. None of us have ever heard of him before today. He's through 13. Jim Furyk at 3-under through 10. Tim Clark making a move. He's 2-under through 10. Brian Gay, as well as Ryo Ishikawa, and a guy named John Peterson, who's an American, as well as Justin Rose. All 2-under through varying. John Peterson's actually the deepest into his round through 15. So there you go. The number to beat right now, 4-under.
Who's none of those guys are over 5'8", 5'9". That's amazing how far they hit it, how little they are.
Yeah. Ryo Ishikawa's like 5'3", and Dustin Johnson's like 6'6". So actually, the guy leading is 6'3", Chris Kane tells me. So,
hey, Kenny, hey, when are we going to play the tennis match?
Soon, Tiger Bait. I need a couple training lessons first.
Yeah, give me a call.